News.
It's 18 and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Trish Allison. The candidates for Hastings Prince Edward County in the upcoming provincial election will be meeting tonight at Eastminster Church in Belleville. Reverend Ed Bentley will be moderating the all-candidates meeting, which is sponsored by the Affordable Housing Action Network.
They're concerned to give the opportunity to the candidates for this election, provincial election, a chance to speak for their parties on issues related to poverty and social justice.
Those in attendance will be given the opportunity to submit a question for the candidates. Bentley hopes to record the meeting for those who are unable to attend. The event is set to start at 6:30. Premier Dalton McGuinty's morning began in Belleville today. His campaign stopped at the Kellogg plant where he celebrated the upcoming addition of a new production line. Katrina Gina Vason has the story.
48 workers joined McGuinty during his visit this morning, all coming together to celebrate the creation of a new production line that will add Bran Buds and Kashi Heart to Heart to the mini-wheat cereal already produced there. McGuinty told the crowd of new employees he was pleased and proud to partner with them in expanded production. McGuinty told the crowd Kellogg's investment is a sign of confidence in Ontario and that job growth contributes to the healthcare system.
I'm talking about healthcare this week, so what's the connection here? Well, the connection here is we have growth, we have jobs, and you can't have strong healthcare without a strong economy. And the Ontario economy is on track. Since January of this year, Ontario, with 40% of the Canadian population, has produced 53% of Canada's full-time jobs.
The Liberal candidate and Prince Edward Hastings' Leona Dombrowski was also in hand this morning. She said it's through McGuinty's leadership that Belleville was able to attract this kind of investment. Katrina Genovason, 91X News, Belleville.
The Ostrander Point wind farm issue isn't blowing away anytime soon. It dominated the all-candidates debate in Picton last night. 91X reporter Nicole Klinstuber has the story.
It was a full house as 200 energized Prince Edward County residents cheered on most of what they heard. Of the five candidates who were there, four of them expressed concerns about the risk of wind farms in Prince Edward County. But Liberal candidate Leona Dombrowski stuck to her party's position in favor of the Green Energy Act. That led to booing and loud comments from the largely anti-wind farm audience. Afterwards, Myrna Wood, a member of the Field Naturalist Group, said she didn't feel like Dombrowski answered her question.
Why did the government ignore its own process and allow Gilead to apply at Ostrander Point at all? The answer just avoided the question.
Belleville native and journalist Stevie Cameron was a member of the panel of journalists who questioned the candidates. Cameron says she's glad to see the turbine issue is so important to so many.
It's exciting to be in a room where people are so passionate about an issue. They should be passionate about this issue. I am, and I don't even live here. I love this community. I love the county.
Nicole Klinstuber, 91X News, Belleville.
Advance polls for the Ontario election open today. Voters can cast a ballot at advance polls until September 30th. Locations of the polls are listed on your voter cards. They are also available on the Elections Ontario website. Advance polls are in addition to other ways for people who cannot vote on Election Day, October 6th. The union says the contract Air Canada reached with its flight attendants could set the pace for other unions negotiating with the airline. The head of CUPE's Air Canada component says he's satisfied with the agreement. The tentative pact, which must still be approved by the membership, averted a possible strike that could have disrupted operations at the nation's biggest air carrier. Membership meetings will be held over the next week in Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, and Montreal. The College of Family Physicians will issue a report today calling for every person in Canada to have a personal family doctor by 2020. The college wants family practices to serve as the patient's medical home. Physicians say they see in primary care networks in Alberta, family health teams in Ontario, and family medicine groups in Quebec. The annual inflation rate has jumped back above 3%, but analysts say they don't expect it to stay high for long. Statistics Canada says higher gasoline and food prices were a big factor as the rate hit 3.1%, up from 2.7% in July. But with continuing signs of a slowing global economy, most analysts agree inflation will moderate as demand diminishes. RBC economists say today's numbers will erase pressure on the Bank of Canada to cut interest rates, but it won't be looking at raising them well into next year. One of Canada's most notorious killers is reported to be dying of cancer. The mother of one of Clifford Olson's 11 victims has told Vancouver radio station CKNW that she got the news from Corrections Canada. Sharon Rosenfeld says she was informed cancer has spread through the body of the 71-year-old convicted child killer, and he may have just days to live. Olson was handed 11 concurrent life terms in 1982 after pleading guilty to the slayings that occurred around Metro Vancouver in 1981. The two American hikers jailed in Tehran are now free. Jim Ciuto reports it's been a long wait.
It has been a harrowing 2 years and 2 months for the Americans. They never knew how long they would be held in prison. Just last month, they were sentenced to 8 years in prison for spying. No one thought they would serve that full sentence, but they did not know when an agreement could be worked out. And even over this last week, as we've heard promises, there have been doubts and questions.
An Iranian court ordered the pair to be released on bail of $1 million. Iran's state news agency reports the two have been flown out of the country. That's 91X News to 1206. Carl Layette has sports next.
I'm so hot and so thirsty.
Gateway Brewing Company to the rescue!
Quinte's best microbrewery, Gateway Brewing Company, invites you to their all-new tap room. Stop in for a freshly brewed beer and some terrific conversation. In a hurry? No problem. Gateway Brewing has beer to go. The cost is less than what you're used to, and the taste simply can't be beat. No additives, no preservatives, just great-tasting, affordable beer.
This refreshing moment brought to you by Gateway Brewing Company and Loyalist Brewers. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, across from Price Chopper. Call 394-1010.
Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Ayotte with 91X Sports. The Napanee Raiders scored 3 goals in the second period to beat the Amherst View Jets 3-2 in their home opener. Colin Dolman scored two for the Raiders. Speed skater Christina Groves will reveal her future plan in the sport at a news conference today. Groves crashed and suffered a concussion in a World Cup race last November, putting an end to her season. The 34-year-old from Ottawa has won 3 Olympic silver medals and a bronze. Winnipeg hockey fans welcomed back the Jets with deafening noise last night. The reborn franchise played in front of a packed house in the Manitoba capital, beating the Blue Jackets 6-1 in split-squad preseason games. Paul Posma opened the scoring for Winnipeg. Columbus topped the Jets 5-1 in another split-squad game in Ohio. Alex Tanguay and Tom Kostopoulos each had a goal and an assist as Calgary defeated Vancouver 5-1 in split-squad affair. The Canucks won on the other split-squad game with the Flames by a count of 4-3. Edmonton split-squads beat Chicago 4-2 and lost 4-3 to Minnesota. Other preseason action involving Canadian teams saw Philly beat Toronto 4-0 and Dallas double up Montreal 6-3. NHL preseason continues tonight with 10 games. The Leafs are in Philadelphia, Montreal is hosting Buffalo, and the Stanley Cup champions, the Boston Bruins, are in Ottawa. Canada will host fourth seed France in return to the Davis Cup World Group. The Canadian men advanced to Tennis World's Elite 16 with a victory in Israel on the weekend. Canada is currently ranked 14th in the Davis Cup standing. Mark Trumbo and former Toronto slugger Vernon Wells went deep as the LA Angels jumped out the 8-run lead before beating the Jays 10-6. Toronto starter Brett Cecil gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in just 3 innings. Their series continues tonight with the Jays sending Dustin McGowan up against the Angels' Dan Aaron. The New York Yankees did Boston a favor, but the Red Sox couldn't capitalize. The Bronx Bombers shut out Tampa Bay 5-0, but the Red Sox fell 7-5 to Baltimore. That means their Bo Sox remains just 2 games up on the Rays in the AL wildcard race. The trial aimed at settling the estate of late boxer Archer Ogetse has resumed, with no deal yet between the battling sides. Negotiations will continue in Montreal today, but so will the trial. Getty's widow Amanda Rodriguez and his family negotiated behind closed doors Tuesday as the trial was suspended. But Carmen Mercadante, a lawyer for the Getty's family, said this morning he needs more time to discuss the matters with his clients. Rodriguez and the Cattys are squaring off over an estate that the trial judge has estimated at $3.4 million. World and European champion Spain has regained the lead in FIFA's world ranking. The Netherlands stopped standing for just 1 month after winning the two European Championships qualifier. Germany stays third and Uruguay rises to best ever fourth. Canada jumped 15 places to number 87. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy and a high of 23. Tonight, cloudy showers beginning this evening and ending overnight with a risk of thunderstorms, low of 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 23, and on Friday, more cloud and a high of 21. At 12:10, it's 18 degrees and cloudy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. News is next at 1.